Hey folks, welcome to my daily update video. Graham here, having a quick cup of coffee, and I thought I'd make a video and just share something I was just reading in Ephesians. So hey, if you're new to my YouTube channel or my ministry, check out some of the links below my website with lots of things on there, and maybe hit that subscribe button down there in the corner. Quick update, today is Thursday. It's a really cold day here in New England. It's like minus 15 or something, but it is warm in my office. The fire of God is burning, and we have a snowstorm coming this weekend, but Lord willing, I'm going to be speaking here in Sturbridge on old and new wineskins. Really interesting thing this weekend on new wine for new wineskins. In the month of February, I'm going to be traveling again, be in Connecticut, Massachusetts. Also, we'll be doing I'll be on tour in New Hampshire, doing several dates there. And I'm looking at doing a missions trip to Europe in the month of March. So check out my website for things there. Let me mention this as well. I've been working on getting my ministry school fully online and back and going. And I'm looking at doing a church planting track there as well. And planting a couple of churches again, Lord willing, in 2022 here in New England. So if anybody in New England is interested in finding out more about church planting or working with us, those endeavors, drop me a line. Love to talk to you. You know, I was reading this today and thinking this, that, you know, it's funny. I had a couple of interactions on the internet in the last 24 hours, and let me state this well. It's so obvious what I'm going to say, but one of Satan's greatest strategies, frankly, to destroy us and lead us away from the plan of God, is to get us to major in minor things, or to get us to lead us down rabbit trails and get us, putting so much focus and attention on something or more than that thing would merit and deserve. And, I was talking to a pastor yesterday, and it's funny, I actually had a dream about this guy years ago, but I won't put that out in public. But somebody who is just amazing and a world-changing person, about 15, 20 years ago when I met this person. And it's funny, even some of the literature they started reading or some of the movements they got into, how they've completely drifted and now are just in this sort of liberal vein of Christianity and promoting things which are, I would say, really wrong, and not promoting things, more importantly, which are really right. And it's possible to get into things and drift. Yeah. Paul says in Ephesians 4:11 that Jesus ascended on high and then gave gifts to men, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, for the perfecting of the saints. It doesn't actually mean to make them perfect. In a way, it's the work of the cross that makes us perfect, if you will, the new creation. But Paul says for the perfecting, for the maturing of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of service. And then he says in the next verse that we be no longer children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, of the deceitfulness of crafty man, but speaking the truth, or the word, if you will, John 17:17, in love we grow up into him in all things, to the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. And I believe that there's one thing God wants to say to the body of Christ right now, it's grow up. It's have the discernment, be able to know what is truth that we should speak in the context of love that causes growth and maturity. Or what's simply a wind of doctrine? And the challenge is, at times, most winds of doctrine, blowing in the wind, it comes disguised with enough truth. And at times we can turn a foundational truth, something which, amen, we believe, that's part of who we are and what we do, into something that is not, that takes a place, or at times we bundle things into truths that are not implicitly there. Took me a long time to realize this, and I apologize, fellow Americans, speaking as an American. But, America, people in America really love to bundle things. Yeah, what do I mean by that? I mean, I would happily pay for two or three news channels or TV channels, but you can't pay for those. You have to buy 90, like that. You know, when it comes to things like politics, there are some things that I would look at a Republican platform or a Democratic platform, and there are some things absolutely I'm completely on board with. But it's like you have to bundle everything together and say, if you're, you know, you have to buy into every little thing to be for that party or against that party. And at times people try to do that, you know, socially. I mean, I'm passionately against racism, against treating anybody differently, positively or negatively, based on the skin pigmentation that they carry. That's ridiculous, you know, to say somebody's superior or inferior based on the skin color is utterly ridiculous. But the game sometimes people play is then, if you don't agree with, let's say, a movement like Black Lives Matter come along, and if you disagree with some of the, you know, neo-Marxist ideas, they'll say, oh, well, you're racist. And I've seen Christians do this at times, where somebody will come with a concept and say, if you push back on that a little bit, they'll say, oh, well, you must be against the base concept. And here's my encouragement to you today, that we want to grow up in him in all things. We want to be grown up, mature people, and those who can discern between what's a wind of doctrine that just blows and makes a lot of noise and creates mess, or what are the things that actually build us up and cause us to grow? What are the things God wants us to know? What are the things he wants us to base our lives upon? And, you know, I think in a way that the ministry of an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, it's all really about bringing the body of Christ into the revelation of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. And so much of what Satan does in a million different teachings is to try to replace the power of the cross, and by that I mean the death, resurrection, ascension, glorification of Jesus. We try and replace the cross with ministry. We try and replace the cross with intercession, with deliverance, with evangelism, with a million different things we can do, or kind of specialized doctrines, things that are not wrong. We try and replace, we tie the transformation that God wants to bring into our life to some other peripheral thing that may be true, but it's not the answer. And the answer to everything is the preaching of the cross, is the proclamation of the new creation, one new creation. God does not have a Jewish church and a Gentile church. God's building one new man in Messiah, Christ Jesus, Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. God's making a new creation. When people sometimes say to me, oh, Graham, I think God's doing a new thing, you know, I don't know if people just don't think, but I love to kind of poke back and tease, well, when did he start doing it? And there's just this sort of like idea that floats around that about every few months God will go, you know, I'll start a new thing. God's always doing a new thing. And when we say that, what we should be saying is, we are living in a new day. God did a new thing. God has closed the book on the old covenant, if you will, and we are the new thing. The new creation is the new thing. So you're a new person, and God wants you to grow in that knowledge of newness. He wants you to learn what it means to be a new person, to think as a new person, to, as Paul says in the verses precedent, that passage, he talks about in Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, putting off the old man with all of its ways and put on that new man created after God in righteousness and true holiness. So who are you? What is God saying to you today? I think God wants to do a new thing in your life, and this is it, baby. Yeah, you don't need in one way some brand new prophetic word to get out of bed every day. What we need to do is not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So I encourage you, let the wind blow. Yeah, those of us who've been around Christianity a while realize that every few years there's always some major new teaching and some great thing, as if it's never been around before. And let those things will blow in, blow up, and blow out. But the people who walk consistently with God will walk based on the finished work of the cross, based on the power of the Spirit, based on the promises of God's word, and based on a walk of love. And I tell you guys, that's where the gold is, that's where the treasure is. And I mean, finish with this, but the treasure in Christianity is not finding some teaching. You know, whenever we find some like specialized knowledge, it appeals to our pride. Whenever we think like we were the clued in ones, we really know God's secret plan and the others don't, it appeals to pride. It creates this sort of exclusivity, like the we've got it and you guys, the hoi polloi, you guys don't have it. And I think the power in church, the power in a Christian life, is actually doing the basics really well. It's walking in love, it's walking in worship, it's walking in who we are in Christ, it's giving that away, it's living a life of sacrifice and risk, it's living full of Holy Spirit. It doesn't actually get more complicated than that. And when we don't do those things, it creates a deficit in our soul that we try to fill with a million other peripheral teachings that may have pieces of truth in them. They usually do. Nobody would buy them if they had no truth in them. But we're trying to substitute the cross with some other peripheral thing, and that's dangerous. So let the main thing be the main thing. Eat the staples of a walk with God, and you'll fly in that walk with God. It will serve you well. Boom. A few thoughts for the day. Again, I'm wishing you well wherever you're at today. Drop me a line, and if I can pray for you in any way, and be blessed. God loves you. Love Him. Let's live a life of worship and praise today. In Jesus' name. Bye for now.